Our guest on our program today, Paul Overton, Boone County Assessor. Thanks for taking time to come in.
Hey, thanks for the invitation, Jim.
Still a busy office.
Yes, sir, it is.
Appeals. Still working?
Appeals, and actually we got a new thing in the office going on right now.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Assessor's offices were delegated to be the recipient of the application, shall we say, okay?
That's
I got to
exactly
say,
right.
Your staff is doing pretty good with, because you got to have a lot of people starting to, well, let's explain everybody. The legislature did do some property tax reform, and part of it does do some additional elderly credits and some veterans credits.
Correct. Yeah. The veteran, actually, there's no change as far as the application is concerned. What it did, they changed the amount of the credit for the military exemption from $1,852 to $4,000. There's no additional sign-up that's necessary for that. So
that automatically
pass through, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. The other one would be the elder. This is the one that where all of a sudden people are going, because I had someone come to me and say, do you know that yet? And I'm, yes, I do know you have to do this. That's the way they did it.
Yeah.
The elderly credit, additional credit that was available. And you had talked about this would be a good thing to do if they backfilled it.
That's exactly right. It's the 65 plus homestead credit. Anybody who was 65 as of January the 1st of 2023 is eligible to come in and sign up for the 65 plus homestead exemption. It's not a credit, it's an exemption. Mm-hmm. By virtue of that exemption, what that means is that the value that the first year is worth $3,250, and that $3,250 comes off of the assessment or the assessed value. It does not come off of your taxes. We've had lots of folks come in and say that, well, they're going to take $3,250 off my taxes. No, that's not the case. It's off of your assessment. Basically, it's treating it like an exemption, say, per se, if you had an abatement. You know, mm-hmm. the value shows, okay, but on that abated value, in this case, $3,250 for folks over 65, that's removed from taxation. Now, that's the first year. Next year, it'll be worth $6,500, and $6,500 until the legislature changes the value. But initially, it's the $3,250 for the first year.
And that's the taxable value. I think, is it the assessed value or the taxable value?
You know, at this point, I'm not exactly sure. I just know that it's $3,250.
Okay.
I know that, I want to say that it's the assessed value that they're taking that away from. Mm-hmm. That's, again, the assessor's job is to receive the applications.
Sure.
I don't want to get lost in the weeds as far as, you know, how it's going to be, you know, processed after that. I just want to make sure that everybody is knowledgeable of the exemption and then they're able to come in and file for their exemption on their property.
So you've had a number of people, I know, because you've already taken the applications, a number of applications to the supervisors.
We've had hundreds. I would gather to say we're approaching 1,000 applications, actually, of this exemption of Boone County property owners.
So, but the big thing is there's a deadline for this.
There is
for,
a deadline.
For the first year.
For the first year, there is. And actually, by virtue of the calendar, there's an extension,
because,
per se.
Okay.
The deadline, you have to file for the homestead credit, okay, that everybody's eligible for, and the homestead exemption by July the 1st. Now, by virtue of the calendar this year, the 1st of July falls on a
Saturday.
Weekend, yeah. A Saturday. So technically, this year, everybody has until July the 3rd to file for that homestead credit and or exemption for the 2023 assessment year, the first year of the exemption.
So have until at least that Monday.
That's correct,
and then,
yes. 4:30 on Monday.
Got to have it in.
Unless they want to email it, then I suppose until midnight on the 3rd, they can email that application.
So do you have some that have done the...
We've had several email their exemption applications in.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers-wise, I can't tell you, but it is available.
It is an option.
Yes, it certainly is an option.
And I know that you've got it on your website.
Correct.
So the information is right there. And for the biggest share, I'm guessing, they're coming into the office.
Yep. Folks are walking in. We had that along with they are finding the application online and printing it off and mailing it in as well. I will open 10 to 20 envelopes a day with homestead exemption applications in them.
Okay. So in have they run into any errors getting them properly filled out and stuff? Because that's why I went to your staff. They said, yeah, sign here, sign there.
Well, if there's I would look at that as if there's an error on the application, I would just have staff send it back, because we're going to date stamp anything that comes into the office. We date stamp that day.
Oh, okay.
So we have received. Well, first off, it's and I want to mention the deadline is the 3rd. It actually can be mailed postmarked July the 3rd as well. So if it's postmarked, you know, prior to July the 3rd, it's going to be eligible for, we receive it the first time. If there's an error and we're going to correct it, there's time to make that correction once we receive it the first time. So we'll send it back and say, hey, you forgot to sign this, you forgot to mark this box, whatever the case may be.
Sure.
And we'll receive that application back, date stamp it, but still go off of that initial receipt and date stamp and consider that exemption application to be good.
Okay.
And timely filed.
It seems, and I'm guessing right away, because some you got a form and application to fill out for, a lot of people are going, but most of them will have tax preparers or a legal, and they can take care of it. You know, many can take care of it very easily on
their own. Yeah, to me, what I'm seeing the major questions on the application are is, what's my parcel number? Okay,
yeah.
That's the first question. And then the other question they have is, what's the book and page? Okay, of the when the deed was recorded, where I actually received title to the property. Those are the things that folks have the hardest time knowing or finding out. And if anybody has access to the internet, the book and page typically is going to show actually on our beacon site on your particular property. It will show the deed, and that's at the very top of the information that you see. The most recent recording is going to be noted in that deed slot, like mm-hmm. in that first bit of information. Also down below there, where the sales information is at, if it's been not too many years since you bought the property, the sales information is still there, and that will show the book and page as well. So you can get that information from that location also, if you're have access to the internet and are able to navigate Beacon.
Or if you have somebody that can help you with
it. Yeah, or a friend, a child.
In my case, yes, my grandson.
Our grandchild, I guess, in your case.
Yeah, but again, if you have to come into the office, your staff has been really good.
Yeah, yeah, and they've been quite busy, and folks coming in are quite happy about being able to sign up for this credit. There's been, a bit of confusion about the amount of the credit and how it's going to be, given to property owners. And we try to reiterate that it is an exemption. It's not a credit. It goes against the valuation of the property, and it's $3,250 the first year, $6,500 each additional year. And again, you have to be at least 65 this year, by January the 1st. Mm-hmm. If you turn 65 in 2023, you can sign up actually after July the 3rd, I guess, now.
Yeah.
And that will be for next year.
For the next year.
Correct.
There is that, depending on your age and how it fits in.
And only one, not both owners of the property have to be 65. Only one owner of the property has to be 65 to receive the credit.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the exemption.
The exemption.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. It gets a little... So one of the issues, again, is... So this reduces that value. So basically, that's... a reduction then in what they'll pay in taxes.
Correct. And yeah, and as I said, it's $3,250, and folks are asking, so what's it going to amount to toward my taxes? What it amounts to is actually based more so, it's not that every property is different, it's that where is the property located at? So if you think about your location, what's the levy in the city of Boone? It's around $40, $41 a thousand.
Mm-hmm.
What's the levy I'm trying to think of a subdivision in the United School District.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the levy there? Birdhaven is the one I'm thinking of. Completely different.
Sure.
So the value is it's much like the homestead credit itself. The homestead credit is based on what's the levy in the jurisdiction in which you reside. So the homestead credit in Boone, in the city of Boone, is worth right now just a shade under $200.
Mm-hmm.
The homestead credit in the United School District area is worth about half that, because the levy is about half of mm-hmm. that. So this credit is going to be, or this exemption is going to be worth about half of that amount.
So it's what it is. It's where you're at.
Correct. Okay. That's exactly
based
right.
Based on that. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, because when I remember looking at the homestead tax credit, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is a little different than, but it it's part of the formula.
It is. And what's going to happen is that value, it's assessed, and it will be showing, it'll show up as far as your assessment's concerned, but when it comes time to pay tax on it, much like an exemption works, much like an abatement works, mm-hmm. you don't pay tax on that amount of valuation. So your value, so your taxes, because by virtue of that, will be reduced by that amount.
Okay. Now, let's point out the bad part. For those that are not 65, you may be picking up that reduction part.
Well, there's going to be, with that exemption, is going to come a I'll call it a feathering. So mm-hmm. those of us who are not 65, we will be paying, it's not so much, I don't know exactly how to put that.
Say more, but...
Yeah, it's going to be spread out differently, shall we say. So that's the best at this point. Is the best way I can explain that.
It's complicated.
It is. What will happen is it's going to reduce the tax valuation of the levying authorities mm-hmm. by however many individuals you have in that respective jurisdiction or area, be it a school district, be it a city. Mm-hmm. It's going to reduce their respective tax valuation by the sum total of the applicants that you have times that 3250 the first year, and then the 6500 thereafter.
So it'll bear out. It'll bear out there.
Correct.
On that side of it.
That's correct, yes.
I tell you, yes. If you thought it was complicated before, this just throws it a little bit more in there.
Well, just add one more brick in the wall, I guess.
Something like that, too. At the same time, the state, because of the values that are out there, and I was looking at some of the sales that have been going on, your values have been pretty close to where you had expected them to be.
Well, that's my job.
I was going to say, we're almost halfway into the year in what I'm seeing on sales. Volume of sales might be down some, the value has been very close to where you had.
I think when I came in and talked to you the first time, it was back in March, and we'd had, like 73 sales or so by that time in the year. And our median ratio was like 59.6%. And that was, again, the new assessments versus those new sale values, so our sales prices, I should say. And 100 is what the goal is, okay? I checked a couple weeks ago, and as a maybe more like 3 weeks ago now, I guess. Anyway, the median ratio actually has come down a smidge. It's now like 98.505, I should say. And that was on 133 sales. So that shows that, the goal is to be within 5% of market value, which is, again, market value is at 100%. And initially, we're right where we want to be, not if the market was getting softer, we would be on the high side of 100%.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
But there's still strength in the market. As you said, the volume, I think the volume of sales are down. Again, if I didn't mention it, there was like 133 sales we had, and our median on those 133 was like 98.05.
That's pretty good.
And homes, homes are going up for sale all the time, and they're selling. And one of the things that's comments that's come across as far as homeowners are concerned that, they felt that the interest rate being at sub 3%, that with the interest rate going to now, it's, sub 7%, that the market was going to tank because the interest rates, nobody's going to be able to afford those payments. But they got to thinking, and honestly, I can remember back that we used to think that 5% was a great rate.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're old enough, you remember back in the early 80s, the interest rate was, in the teens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not old enough to know that, but I've heard stories, of course.
Yeah, I might have reported on some of those.
Your point, the volume is down a bit. Mm-hmm. However, the value is not. And again, that's the two V's of the market, volume and value.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see that it's not growing like it was. Certainly, I like to see some stability. Mm-hmm. Kind of a plateau of what the values came up to, I should say, and stay there for a bit, mm-hmm. and then see some growth once the economy kind of straightens out and gets back on the growth pattern.
Well, one of the things you had talked about, and that was some targeted relief, again, for elderly in particular, or the older people, older homeowners.
Mature.
Mature, thank you. And again, that was one area in the veterans. Again, those were areas where you said that's where we could easily see some improvement for our property taxes. And they sort of got there.
And actually, you know, that's a great point. And I was concerned about that. I still am concerned about that, quite honestly. A lot of folks that I see coming through the assessor's office, you know, again, their values are going, their assessments are going up. The market's changing. Folks take care of their properties, and by virtue of the market itself going, you know, changing, even though they've not done anything to their home is still in good condition. The market says that their home is now worth more dollars, more money. And unfortunately, with the levy, you know, going the direction that it is on the respective homes, their responsibility as far as taxes are concerned is increasing, ever increasing. And by virtue of that, you know, they're getting pinched, you know, and it's unfortunate. I don't like seeing it myself, but again, I'm a reporter of the value, yep, of what the market's doing, and the market doesn't care about the individual's age. Mm-hmm. It doesn't care about the individual's income. It cares how the individual takes care of the property.
Sure.
And that's what I need to reflect, is what that property is actually worth if it were to be presented to the market for sale.
Big thing to remember, if you are of age, if you're mature enough, and if you haven't been in to apply or haven't looked it up or found somebody to help you get that application and begin that process, getting that submitted, July 3rd, the deadline, because of the falling on a weekend.
Correct.
And get it done, especially if you're over 65 after the first of this year.
Yeah, 65 as of 1/1/23 or prior. Yeah. Certainly. And folks, our hours are 8 to 4:30, and we are open during lunch hour. Usually folks who are over 65 in age have somewhat of a free schedule. They can come and go as they please. If you're still working, though, you do have that time during lunch hour to stop in, and somebody will be there to help you out to get your form filled out.
You know, if you need help, they can do it at the assessor's office. I know they're busy, but Don't build up a big line of people right at the end.
Last minute Charlie's,
yeah,
so to speak.
And again, mail it in. If you get it,
yes,
filled out, if you have somebody that can help you do it, do it.
Yes.
Get it filled in, and because once you get it in there, it's there.
If you know anybody who is 65 or older, please tell them about this. And we're trying to get the news out as best we can. And there's all kinds of ways to do that. Mm-hmm. But usually, a lot of times, word of mouth is the best way, honestly.
So get together with your friends, and if they haven't done, signed up yet. And again, like you said, you're getting a lot of them in, but we know there's still more out there.
Yeah. And I'd say, as far as telling your friends, what's the rule of the Kevin Bacon, the rule of six, it's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
We all know somebody who knows somebody who is 65. So if you know anybody who's 65 and owns their house, okay, and you only get one, keep in mind, you can only receive one of these. You can't have one if you have properties in the same jurisdiction or in other jurisdictions. Yeah. Just like your homestead. You can only have one homestead credit in the, yeah, state. And so the same is true with this. And we've had folks come in and they want to sign up for it on buildings. No, it's on the total value. You know, you only get one. And but yeah, we're more than happy to straighten those questions out and inform folks.
It's on your residence.
Yes, it is, exactly.
Paul, thanks for taking time to come in and get us updated. Let folks know, again, if they need help, assessor's office, go on to the county's website, to the assessor's page. The information is there. If you want to download the forms, it's available. And if you need help, people are there to help.
Give us a call. 433-0508 is the phone number, 433-0508.
Paul Overton, our guest on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for the invitation, Jim.